B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Time for sound off. 610-771-9705 is the sound off line number. You should have committed that to memory by now. I don't have to tell you the number, do I? If you got something to say, just hit us up on that number and publish a thought, and we may play it on the big show.
What's going to happen pertaining to this whole situation at the end of the season? Are the Eagles still going to try to keep him under contract, or are they going to trade him? Because if they do try to trade him, or if he just can leave, is Sudfeld really the answer at backup? You know, Carson being injury prone and everything, the way he's been injured the last couple of seasons.
It's impossible to sign Foles and Edwards on the same team. All right, so don't even worry about it. If you don't think Sudfeld's a good enough backup, then you'll have to get somebody else as a backup.
Yo, Mike, I am so hyped. Nick Foles went in Chicago and paid them back for the Fog Bowl. Now, remember week 11, Drew Brees, Sean Payton, how y'all ran up the score on us? Big Jason Peters said it best. It was a disappointing loss. They ran the score up on us, but guess what? We coming.
I like it. We coming. And I hope that rings true against the New Orleans Saints.
So, Mike, it was something that was underplayed. I don't know if it was mentioned yesterday. Smallwood got that two-point conversion. You know, it looked to me, they showed about four or five different angles, and it was at least two different angles that they showed. You could clearly see broke the plane. But that referee crew, Tony Corrente's crew, they were horrendous, Mike. I mean, they were horrendous.
Couldn't clearly see it. You know it. You were just letting your provinciality get in the way. To me, I thought it did. They didn't break the plane.
I just thought, Drew Brees, I know he's a true professional. He's a great quarterback. He hasn't played a meaningful game, really, in close to 3 weeks. Do you think that's going to have any effect whatsoever on his... the guy is 39. I think just sitting around, I don't know. Your thoughts, Michael?
No. I don't think it's going to have a bearing that he hasn't played a meaningful game within 3 weeks. I think he's a Hall of Fame caliber player, and they're going to have a lot to contend with.
Trayvon Hester, I didn't even know you were on the roster, but I want to personally thank you for deflecting that Cody Parkey kick, thus keeping our storybook season alive. Hats off to you, sir.
Yeah, Dave. There you go. Trayvon Hester. Cody's getting off the hook now. I'm not so sure he could get off the hook. And Trayvon Hester would be the reason for why Cody Parkey missed the kick. I think if you thud that kick, if you really hit it hard, a fingertip doesn't stop it from going through.
Hey, Mike Missinelli, you're still my man, but we can't talk about all that holding that's going on the offensive line. Can we talk about the Spurs getting stuck on that 3rd and 9 and the referee picking up the ball and placing it down a whole foot in front of him? Or can we talk about that fumble that the referee picked up? Mike, what can we talk about on this, man?
Is this an anti-referee call? Again, you know, you're not getting into my wheelhouse here when you're talking about the referees and who they're against and what they call. To me, referees even out. And I wish Eagle fans would take inventory of all the good calls they get and just write, keep a journal and just write them down. And then when something bad call happens, like try to put the columns together to see if it evens out.
You know, Mike, this has been a crazy, crazy NFL season. Even crazier NFL postseason. But you know what's going to be real crazy next year? At least see Carson Wentz in a Raiders uniform or a Jaguars uniform. Wow. I know, right? Say, Nick,
Well, that could very well happen. I mean, I think the new GM, our old pal who probably never come on again with us, Mike Mayock, loves Carson, loves himself some Carson Wentz. Maybe he gets crazy. Only, they have all kinds of picks.
So, Mike, suppose those rules this off again. What do you think this is doing to Carson Wentz? I know he's happy for the team. What does it do to his psyche? What does it do to him and what he thinks about his time in Philadelphia and whether he's still going to be here if Nick Foles is happening to pull off another miracle to win us another Super Bowl? And then he also has to have a twinge of jealousy because he wants that to be him out there and not Nick Foles.
I can't measure a human being's instincts when it comes to jealousy. You would think that Carson Wentz has that strong enough faith where he would be all for the team and not jealous. But somewhere along the line, every human being has a little selfish streak. And maybe he's not that happy about it. I don't know. I can't imagine. And maybe it's just me because I'm a creep. That he would be 100% happy with being an afterthought.
Mike, you know, when you get all-star players start talking out about their roles offensively, there's a problem. They're not on the same page. You know, I don't think Embiid should have even came out of his mouth with what he did, what he said. Because that makes no sense. I mean, the way they've used him, it's made him an all-star player.
Is there trouble in paradise with the Sixers? I don't know. I'm so worried about the prospects of where they're going to end up in the East and not having enough to end up like as one of the premier top two teams, that these little squabbles are secondary to me looking at the roster and saying they're not good enough.
I'll be happy next week when I don't hear any stinking Cowboys fans all over the airwaves, because guess what? The Cowboys have no shot at beating the Rams. Okay? Last year, Gurley had 215 yards against the Cowboys. This week, he's going to have 250 yards.
Don't worry about the Cowboys. All right? That's my advice to you. Who cares? If you got to play him in the NFC title game, you're getting a break.
Not that anyone cares, but the worst hockey team in the Western Conference, the Blues, put a whooping on the worst team in the Eastern Conference, the Flyers, last night. Flyers higher ups. You better send Dougie P a thank you note because he's hogging all the attention.
That's a second double Dave on the sound off line. Dave loves himself some sound off lines.
I have a question, Mikey. If the Eagles go on to win the Super Bowl, do we send Cody Parkey a ring?
That's cruel. See, that's uncalled for because you're supposed to have sympathy for Cody. He said he's having a hard time right now dealing with this. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.
All right, that's sound off. 610-771-9705. Devon Gibbons will take you into Sixers Wizards tonight. The Flyers are on our sister station, MMR. And Devon will hang around on the wraparound show. Everybody have a great rest of the night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.